I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, June 14th. We're talking about a serious international attack, who's leaving the White House, and why charges in the Flint water crisis were just dropped. Plus, your new NBA champions, a new study about Bitcoin, and Father's Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a roundup from Capitol Hill. First, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is out. The Hill reports she's leaving the White House at the end of this month. She wants to go back home to Arkansas to spend more time with her kids. On Twitter, President Trump made the initial announcement and called Sanders a very special person with extraordinary talents. He even encouraged her to run for governor of Arkansas, where her father, Mike Huckabee, once had that job. Sanders says she's loved every minute of her role as press secretary, including the hard ones. Sanders sometimes clashed with reporters during press briefings while she defended the president, and she's faced some questions about the truth of some of her statements. She was just the third woman to be named White House press secretary. No word yet who will replace her. And President Trump is under pressure to fire a different official, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. An independent federal investigative agency says she has to go because she violated the Hatch Act. That bans federal employees from engaging in campaign politics at work. The agency says Conway is a repeat offender and should be removed. But President Trump still has the final say and hasn't decided. The president is taking heat for another reason this week as well. That's because he said he would consider hearing dirt on one of his opponents, even if it was from a foreign government like Russia. And that if he did, he said he'd only report it to the FBI if he felt something was wrong. Well, both Democrats and some Republicans are not too happy about this. The Washington Post reports some Democrats say his comments were fresh grounds for impeachment, and everyone in the country should be, quote, appalled. Some Republicans say Trump's remarks were, as one put it, not a great choice of words. But Trump is standing by his statement. And by the way, today is President Trump's birthday. He turns 73. The U.S. is blaming Iran for attacks on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf. One is owned by Japan, the other by a Norwegian company. The crew from both tankers abandoned ship and were rescued. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the weapons used and the intelligence needed for the attacks all point to Iran, and he said it's a threat to international peace. But Iran denies any involvement in these explosions. It means more tension in that region. In fact, just last month, there were similar attacks in roughly the same area. It's near a vital shipping route where a lot of the world's oil passes through. CNBC reports oil prices went up 4% yesterday after the latest attacks. People are worried the conflict could get worse and take a toll on oil supply. Already, tensions between Iran and the U.S. have been rising since President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and put sanctions back on the country, hurting the economy there. The U.S. is stepping in as Sudan faces a humanitarian crisis. Dozens of people died and hundreds were hurt as the military in Sudan turned violent against protesters this month. It comes after the country's dictator, who ruled for 3 decades, was overthrown in April. The Guardian reports the military took charge and protesters want them to hand the power back to the people. The New York Times reports now the internet across the country has been shut down to try and stop the flow of information. The U.S., Norway, and the U.K. have condemned these attacks, agreeing with the people calling for a civilian-led government, And NBC News reports the U.S. State Department has made Donald Booth a special envoy to Sudan. He's headed to Northeast Africa and is set to meet with officials from both sides to try and get the violence to stop. Remember the water crisis in Flint, Michigan? It was known as one of the worst man-made public health crises in U.S. history. Well, now Michigan prosecutors want to redo the investigation. After 3 years, they've dropped the charges on 8 city officials and plan to start from scratch. Here's why. The AP reports it's because prosecutors think the investigation was badly managed by the former attorney general's office. The new attorney general wants a clean slate and plans to look over millions of new documents to make sure nothing was missed. The Flint water crisis started in 2015 when the state switched the city's drinking water without telling the people who lived there. The water ended up being full of lead and made people sick. USA Today reports people in Flint are outraged by this reset, calling it a slap in the face, and they wonder when the town will get justice. Prosecutors say even though they dropped the charges for now, it does not mean the officials will not be charged in the future. To be continued. Well, before Father's Day this weekend, today is Flag Day, the day that marks the anniversary the American flag was officially adopted by the U.S. It's not an official national holiday, but people still hold celebrations, including parades. The largest one will be in New York. About 50,000 people are expected to be there. And illusionist David Copperfield will even perform an illusion in honor of Flag Day at a naturalization ceremony at the Smithsonian. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, today's sponsor is Babbel, the language learning app that will get you speaking a new language with confidence. I wish I had Babbel back when I was learning Spanish in high school. Maybe I would have actually stuck with it. And it's not just Spanish you can choose from. Babbel offers 14 different languages. And you know, I'm busy working on this show, and I know you have a lot going on in your life as well. So I love that Babbel makes it easy to get started and then do it just a little bit at a time. Lessons are broken up into just 10 to 15 minutes, so you can actually fit it into your day wherever you are, synced across all of your devices. Babbel is designed to quickly get you speaking your new language within weeks, and its teaching method has been proven across multiple studies. In fact, it's the number one selling language learning app in the world. So give it a try. And right now you can try it for free. Just go to babbel.com or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L, babbel.com, or download the app to try Babbel for free and start speaking that new language with confidence. Now back to the news. The Toronto Raptors are the new NBA champions. They beat the Golden State Warriors last night in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. It was a close one. The final score was 114-110. The Warriors put up a good fight. They were already down Kevin Durant after he ruptured his Achilles in Game 5. Then last night, Klay Thompson went down with a knee injury late in the third quarter. Overall, the Warriors just could not keep up with the Raptors. This is the first time the Raptors won a championship in franchise history, and it's the first time any non-U.S. franchise won the title. A new study found Bitcoin might be bad for the environment. The AP reports researchers found the cryptocurrency gives off the same amount of carbon dioxide emissions as a large city like Las Vegas. They looked at how much power computers use to generate Bitcoins and process transactions. They found the Bitcoin network was responsible for more than 22 million tons of carbon dioxide per year. Most of that power is being used in Asia, while 15% is used in North America. Experts say per transaction, Bitcoin gives off several hundred times more carbon dioxide than a regular credit card payment. And speaking of cryptocurrencies, the Wall Street Journal says Facebook plans to unveil its new digital currency as soon as next week and already has some big companies like Visa, PayPal, and Uber signing on to invest. So stay tuned for more on that, maybe next week. If you had some problems using Instagram yesterday, it wasn't just you, the app was down. Down Detector says the outage was reported more than 75,000 times around the world. CNET says the feed would not refresh, and sure enough, the outage became the number one trending topic on Twitter. Instagram did not say what caused the problem yet, but it should be back to normal now. What are you doing this weekend? A new study is reminding you to get outside. Yes, we all know it can be good for us, but now researchers have nailed down the amount of time to spend outdoors for maximum health benefits. And it is at least 120 minutes per week, or 2 hours per week. The paper was published in Scientific Reports. Researchers found less than 2 hours did not provide as many benefits to physical and mental health. But more than that, say 5 hours outside, did not offer that many more benefits. They say they found the same two-hour time frame for people of a variety of genders, ages, and ethnic groups. And finally, don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day. And there's some talk about a new advertisement in honor of Father's Day. The Budweiser ad follows three older children who surprise their stepfather and ask to be adopted. Budweiser said it's a way to celebrate all types of fathers. And if you still need a last-minute gift, there are all sorts of tech deals available. PC Mag, for example, has a list that I'll be linking to in today's show notes. And many restaurant chains will be offering deals this weekend, as well as TCBY, giving dads free frozen yogurt. Happy Father's Day. All right, that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks to those of you sharing this episode on social media and with your friends. I so appreciate it. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.